Good afternoon. It is now almost fall officially once Friday gets here. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees bi-monthly meeting. Today is September 21st, 2023. It is now 12:01. If I can, would you like to open us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being with us in this meeting, Heavenly Father. Father, I just ask you to give us your wisdom. Give us your mind, the things that you want for this township. Lord, watch over this board and protect us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
And if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Jan, do you?
Jan's not here.
Okay, I'll do it. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And ma'am, a roll call when you have a chance.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, new business.
Old business.
Old business. Do we have any old business as far as any minutes or et cetera? Okay. Here now, I'm moving on to new business. Southwestern, I always get that wrong. Monday, I called you guys something different. Southwestern,
Area
Commission.
Area.
Thank you. I needed
I
that A.
I wasn't going to help you. You can call
that way, I'll remember it.
I would answer.
Patty Spencer, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, if the floor is mine, can I change colors? All right. I only have one thing today. There is a low-cost dental clinic that is providing free x-rays, pain medications, antibiotics when needed, free extractions and cleaning. A $10 donation is suggested to support the clinic, but no one will be turned away if they can't donate. Their clinic is only open 5 days a month.
Wow.
And there's a phone number here to schedule if you'd like to. So I'll give that to you, and I will start the rest of it.
Can we get one for the minutes, please?
Yeah, can we get another one for the minutes? Is there one more?
Sure. I think I did like 15 copies or something.
Okay, can we get one more of those? Because I'm going to hang on to this one.
Here.
There we go. I'm going to have that for the minutes.
All right. Great. Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to open the floor for any questions that might have for the Southwestern Area Commission. Hearing none, I close the floor. Thank you very much,
You're
ma'am.
Welcome. And I'm glad it worked out for you Monday.
Yes, thank you. That was a tap dance like you wouldn't believe. Police Department.
Hi.
Well, welcome back. Look who we have here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lieutenant.
I have some stats that he gave me to give to you, and Steve's taking care of the rest of it that's coming up. For August, our total calls for service for Franklin Township, this doesn't count the county coming in, and that's 846 calls. There were a total of 103 reports taken. There were 54 vehicles impounded, and a total of 74 traffic stops. That was for August. And I guess there was a gap for last year's stats from September 1st to the 15th. And there was 339 calls that we handled, 40 incident reports, 20 vehicles impounded, and 32 traffic stops during that time. We had our traffic camera up on Randsburg, west of Harrisburg Pike, and there's some stats on that that's come back. There's 2,113 cars that traveled through there. 4,545 of them were over the speed limit. I think it's six over is what we have it set for. And the average speed was 22 miles per hour there. So 98% of the people that are driving through that road are maintaining the speed limit.
Oh, that's good to know.
What road is that again? I'm sorry.
Randsburg.
Okay.
Anything you want to ask?
Sure. Is it possible, I've heard from a couple businesses on Frank Road, around the 2:30 range. I don't know if the schools are letting out at that time, but they say traffic is the speeders is what they're concerned about. And if we're able to run any radar They were asking about, thought you had the cameras, and you can, and I'm like, no, we'll have to do it one person at a time. But are we able to put some attention, and especially using the grant money that we have for that?
We can put overtime sitting there if you want to. That would be up to you guys, but I can also have the cars come down there.
Well, that would be great to have the cars there, but if we were able to put a little bit of time in, because we've got that grant money, is that correct?
Well, there's a contract signed that we're signing up with the county also here, Steve's going to explain to you. It's mainly for DUI enforcement.
Okay.
But it can also be just traffic enforcement. It's $20,000. The county is actually who is administrating that grant. And then what we would do is we sign up as a co, that we're working with them, and we would send our stats to them, and the overtime that we'd have and the grant money would pay it through them.
Okay. So let me just leave it in your hands that there's obviously been an issue with high rate of speed is what I'm being told in the 230. I guess people are late getting their children and they're rushing to get, I don't know. I don't live in the area, but I've heard that from several businesses.
Yeah, you also brought to my attention the other day about Westland Mall.
Yes.
I got contract signed now that covers both the county and us for us to be able to enforce trespassing and move them guys out of there. So probably one day next week,
And I want to address one other thing while you're up there, if I may. I did get an email, and I looked at an aerial map over on Ray Avenue. We have two camps that are over there.
Back off of Ray?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would like to see if we can, do we have the right, or do we know who actually owns the property that we're able, I forget the gentleman's name, he's been here before.
Are you talking about the...
You're the owner?
Yep.
Okay. What I'm going to do is open the floor, sir. Normally we wait to the end, but I'm going to... I don't know where I'm going to go with this, but go ahead, sir. You had your hand up.
Okay, no, well, he was just saying he was an owner.
I was going to ask some questions, too, about that property. I own the 42 acres that lies between Eakin Road and Ray Avenue, and I think 21 of those 42 acres... is in this township, and I think that's where you're probably concerned about the homeless camps. There's several on
would you like to see them go away?
Absolutely.
Would you be able to meet with the lieutenant so that we would be able to sign a affidavit that we have that give us permission to trespass people that are on your property?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've already signed that and given it to these folks.
Oh, you have signed it already?
Maybe once or twice.
So if we have an updated one so that we have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed, and then if we can facilitate a time that we would look at this and go back and say, you guys have to leave, and we'll close that down.
Well, I have a question. Do you know where the homeless camps are? Or is it back there on the railroad property, or is it actually on yours?
Close to. She probably knows more than I do. She lives right beside us.
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Yes.
The map coordinates are on the pictures that
right.
I sent. They were pinpointed. And the one is definitely township. The one, I'm not sure, the other one is back over onto the Eakin Road, off the Eakin Road property. But the map coordinates show up in the pictures when you bring it up. It's up at the top.
Is that behind 2112 or whatever right there, Eakin Road?
No, 2180 is the
2180
is the address. It's right
it's
across
like a right turn thing.
Right beside the railroad track and right across from that used car dealership there.
Okay, I have to look at that.
Okay.
Right, just almost in the corner of Whitethorn and Eakin.
So if we can get this information after the meeting, this is great that you came. I appreciate that. It's ironic that in preparing for the meeting and I'm looking at my emails and I saw that, I wanted to address that today, so I had it in my notes.
Can we get his name for the...
And for the record, can we get your name and your address,
Rick,
please?
R-I-C Queen, Q-U-E-E-N.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Queen. Lieutenant, anything else for us? Anything from the board?
Just to finish up, John, what David was talking with his grant, we need three copies signed by the trustees.
Okay.
And the program actually runs from October 1st of 2023 through September 30th of 2024.
Okay. Do we need to make this into a motion?
Probably.
A resolution?
With a resolution, I think, because you did say there's funding.
So, Mike, Lindsay, how would you like to, normally we like to have a resolution when it comes to the floor. Do you guys want to put a resolution with that if we so move on this now?
Robin, if we can.
It's up to you.
Steve, we don't, okay, you didn't have a number assigned to it, so.
No, I believe that. David brought this to me this morning, so, and it needs to be signed by.
Sure.
The first.
And Nicole, can you confirm that the next number is 212? I don't know if she can hear me or not.
I'm not sure that she's in there.
Hey, Nicole.
I can see her.
Oh, okay.
Can you confirm that the next resolution number is 212?
Just had to put a little base in it.
And I know occasionally this happens, but I normally want.
Okay, so Steve would be 2023-212.
And Steve, do you want to read that off?
Thank you, Nicole.
Since you have that there.
Basically, what I have here is the contract, but to simplify it, it would be an agreement between Franklin Township's Police Department and the Franklin County Sheriff to participate in, let me get the title from this, a DUI task force for the year of 2024 with potential funds to benefit the township not to exceed $20,000.
Okay. If there's no further questions with the board, I would ask for a second.
I have a question. Does Fiscal have all the necessary paperwork for this grant?
First, no, we've heard of it.
Steve just got it this morning.
We just received it this morning.
Okay, so with this, I would say, I would ask for passage on this and the fact that this would go through before it would start, that all I's and T's would be dotted through the fiscal department.
Well, we are not the ones that have the grant.
I understand, but until
but we're going to receive the dollars, though.
Right. Until it's already got its line item and et cetera, I'm going to ask to move on this, but that doesn't mean we can start using it tomorrow until it's all facilitated through your department.
Because we still have money going out with payroll and then money coming in, so we still have to have. They have to have all their paperwork.
So, Steve, is this a reimbursement plan? Like, how does the money going to?
Let me.
Not trying to put you on the spot.
No.
Because
it says.
How long have we sat on this?
It's the first time I'm hearing about it this morning. So.
How long have you
heard about it? I haven't been here. So.
It says, and I'll read the entire paragraph for you.
Thank you.
It says compensation shall be on the basis of direct costs based on actual activity completed, not to exceed $20,000. The contracting parties may revise this amount in writing. To be eligible for reimbursement, subgrantee, which I'm assuming is us, will complete and submit a progress report by the 8th calendar day of the following end of each month to the lead agency. The subgrantee shall complete and submit a GR-12 detailing name and rank of officer working the overtime activity and hours worked, overtime rate earned, and check warrant voucher number of overtime payment. Reimbursement will only be made for actual costs and pre-approved fringe rate incurred in support of the DUI task force activities. Does that help?
Okay.
So who's going to be doing all that reporting, I guess?
So what I would like to do is make a resolution that we pass to accept it on the basis that fiscal department has all necessary statutes prior to implementing it. And if that satisfies the board, I'd ask for a second.
Right. Who is going to be doing the reporting? well, at the end of each month.
That's what I'm saying is we won't operate that until you get that answer.
Now, they want to know who's going to be doing the reporting.
Right. That's exactly. Really shouldn't be.
I think it's going to be some of it. The way I heard it, they're going to have to do part of it, and you guys are going to have to do the money part of it.
Correct.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
We've done it before a few times, and what it is the officer has a form to fill out. They turn it in to Byron, and Byron turns it into the
fiscal.
To fiscal and to the DUI task force. He has a contact with them, so that way they know what needs to be sent to us.
Okay.
You just make a resolution.
I did. And that's what I did.
Well, I will second that.
The only thing I would request is if there is a section in the application process or reporting process where it asks for the fiscal officer's contact information or email, please make sure Lindsay's information gets put in there. In case we do have to communicate, then we have that ability to just make sure, because we've had reimbursement checks come back from other entities where we've had a question about the dollar amount and we weren't able to communicate that. We eventually got it resolved, but it would have been quicker if we'd had that connection.
Yeah. Okay. With that being said, I'd ask for a second.
I second.
And a roll call when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for us? Sorry about taking that so long, but we got that taken care of.
What's the date on that?
I
have an email
from
Tuesday the 19th as a reminder to the chief that we'll need three copies of this signed. So this email is for the 19th.
So
it was before the 19th. Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure it was on record.
October 1st.
So we're going to move on. Next we have up is the Sheriff's Department. I don't see
we do not
here.
Have a liaison officer yet, but I am working on that.
Okay, great. And did he go on company or somewhere
else?
Yeah,
he went in. He changed. He got promoted.
Fire Department Chief Arnold, what do you have for us, sir? Anything?
Nothing for you this week, sir.
Okay. Road Department, Mr. Stevens.
Nothing.
Okay, Mr. Stevens, I got a question for me. I noticed that the lot was cleaned or cut there beside the animal hospital on the north side of that. The other two lots where we have the corner lot as well as the old go-kart lot, have those been House Bill 50? Have we heard back or where are they going with those?
Those, Ryan met with the subcontractor that Steve set up with.
Okay.
And Broad Street, Georgia.
Yes, yes.
I know when they got over there, there was the lot next to the vet's office of Limo.
Yes.
And the other ones, I think they're still, I just got back from vacation myself.
Okay.
I know that they're still working on getting things put together for those.
Okay.
For the old go-kart.
Yeah, and then you also have the one where the sign is.
On the very corner.
I know one time, I think it was maybe last year, 2 years ago, I got a frantic call from the owner that has that lot where the billboard sign is, saying, hey, we'll send somebody, don't cut it, we'll do it. And I'm like, great, you know, he's like, we will get someone that's a regular schedule. I'm surprised if he got a House Bill 50, why they're not being as prompt again. Yeah, so I thought that was a good thing because he reached out to me right away. So that's taken care of, Ray Avenue. Fiscal Department.
I had an issue there for Mr. Stevens.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
We've been contacted by Katrina Warren at 1688 Westbrook Drive, Jim. Here, I'll give you this. Here's her telephone number and so forth. And, you and me and others involved, not only we've always had problems over there with the drainage and so forth, between where the new forensic center is and,
on the back side of the field.
And, She said that possibly you knew about that.
Yeah, this is an issue that we'd had.
I told the county engineer, I think.
Correct.
Okay.
And then they were supposed to have severed anything that was going to flow into the Westfield Division.
Okay.
Yeah. But I guess I'm going to have to figure out what she's talking about.
Could you follow up and see what...
If it's coming out of the field like it did before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, you remember when we had all the backyard freezing and everything else over there, you know, so...
Okay.
I don't know, and they seem to think that there might be a bunch of cloggage and those new pipes and stuff. If that be the case, then that would be the engineer's responsibility.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to figure out if she's talking about in the curb and gutter, if she's talking about something coming out of the field. It's two complete different...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So if you could make a call and see what exactly what she's talking about, just tell her to call and I'll call her.
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, fiscal department.
We just motion to pay some bills and a couple of resolutions.
Okay.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from September 7th through September the 21st in the amount of $105,507.43 and payroll paid on September the 15th in the amount of $179,341.80 for a combined total of $284,849.23 from check number 69479 to 69542. And electronic payments 510 through 1609, 2023.
If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Hearing that, if I could have a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And then we have, Steve, do you have a supplemental number 11?
I do.
Okay. I probably do. I just haven't found it real quick because I started to.
You want a copy of it? I have scribble, or you can read it, and
I give
it
mine.
I've got this one.
Okay.
And so basically, this is supplemental number appropriation number 11. So there's your chart.
Okay.
And so basically, the fire department received a couple of different grants, and so we have to accept those and encumber those dollars, and so that's what this whole appropriation's for. And there's also some money from the fire department that we're encumbering to cover like Medicare and, you know, those benefits that kind of are hidden that didn't come as part of the grant, but we have to do that when we're doing these wages. So that's what supplemental number 11 captures. So do you want them to sign this one, Steve?
Okay. Well, we need to pass it first.
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further question on resolution 2023-206, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph? John?
Yes. Ralph, did you vote?
No, I didn't vote yet. Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Okay. And then we have one last thing. This is something we do on an annual basis. This is basically we're accepting the tax rates as distributed by the Budget Commission, authorizing the necessary tax levies that have been certified through the County Auditor's Office. So here on the back, it kind of breaks down the different amounts for the General Fund, Road and Bridge, Police, Fire, Road District for 2024. So it gives you an idea of those revenue tax dollars that are coming in at this point. So this is something that we assign on an annual basis, and then I will submit this to the County Auditor's Office.
So we're still at 10 mil inside
yes.
mil?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further questions on resolution 2023-211, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
I don't know where to sign.
I don't need to sign. We don't sign this, the physical officer.
You do sign. It's going to be here on the back page. In the back, it's on,
okay.
And you see there's three lines.
Okay, I got
and then you write the word yes next to your
well,
name if that's
here,
how
I'll,
you voted.
We'll do this one. He's already, this one's already started.
No.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah, you want to sign where the three lines are.
Okay. I'll
and then
send
you just,
this down to you.
And then, write yes next to their name?
Yeah, just write yes next to their name because that's how they voted.
Well, since that's Steve's copy.
Thank you. And that's all I
so there really yeah, wasn't any change on that, was there? Road and Bit Ridge, the police fund, and fire?
No. It basically is the county budget
okay.
commission puts these numbers together, and then we send it back saying this is the numbers we're going to use.
Because this is the same numbers we turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just certifying
yes.
that this is gotcha.
And then we're basically sending it back. It's just a paper game now,
gotcha.
Back and forth.
But this makes it official.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And that's all you have, Pam?
Yep, that's all.
Okay, great. At this point in the meeting, I'm going to move ahead of the administrator. Mr. Horn has another prior engagement to be to. So, Mr. Horn, I'm going to call on you.
Okay. I think the only new thing that I had here was we had a report. That's the apartments on Frank Road, 1416 Frank Road. Steve, you might, this might be something that you or whoever, you and Jim or whoever could look into. There's been a report down there in the area, and it happens to be in the backyard of some of those properties down there. Of falling and dead trees. I guess there are trees and a lot of the things are falling, you know. Have you had any reports of such of anything? Okay. Well, one of the neighbors had reported down there and they were concerned about.
In their backyard.
In the backyard. Which I told them there was nothing, you know, we could
they're
go back there on the private property.
Yeah.
But I think we need to look into the owners and so forth and, you know, whatever we need to do to get in touch with them there and say, hey, you guys need to do something. As a matter of fact, they're starting to do some work down there in the area. It's, I think you folks know. And there's a lot in the... Well, I guess in right of ways and this kind of thing, of probably needs to be taken a look at while we're in there prowling around and see what kind of condition a lot of those trees and things are in and some of the.
And this is where?
On Frank Road. It's Frank Road there.
1416?
Yeah, 1416. And what it does, John, that's by your Eastfield Drive or Eastfield
okay.
Subdivision, that's where that is. And so there is some tree problems there and a lot that's hidden, that kind of thing, Jim.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take a little peek around there. I haven't. I know there is a lot of hanging trees over the road and things of that nature, but, you know, as far as actually been back in on any of the properties, obviously I haven't, yeah. But anyway, if you guys wait to kind of get into that and see what you can do there. But anyway, thanks for letting me get that in, and I'll hang around for a little bit. I don't have to be down there for another half hour or so. And, what we've done is on the zoning board downtown there, I don't know how many of you remember, the request and everything for the approval and everything for the new, I guess the 7-Eleven store or whatever it was. They're at Frank Road, I guess you call it Frank Road and 71 or Frank Road and Jackson Pike.
Yeah.
So we'll be having a hearing on that this afternoon for approvals and that kind of thing on it. So That's what the hearing downtown is all about. So thanks for everybody.
Okay, so at this time it is now 1:31, and Mr. Horn.
12:31.
Excuse me. Thank you. 12:31.
Yeah.
Mr. Sir, you are excused.
Okay. Thank you. I'll hang around for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. No, it'll have to be down there. Well, actually, 1:30 for me.
Okay. So moving on to the administrator, Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to jump around here a little bit. The first thing I have, and I'm glad the lieutenant's here, is a liquor permit approval pertaining to Johnny's. Johnny's Inc., located at 3503 Trayview Road, is transferring the liquor license to a new company called Johnny's Tavern Limited Partnership, again at 3503 Trayview Road in Franklin Township. And Lieutenant Ratliff, any issues with?
No, we don't have any issues with that place up there.
Okay.
They have great hamburgers.
So yeah. Are they closing and reopening somewhere else? Is that what they're going?
No, they're just changing
just
ownership.
Ownership, and they're going to stay at the same location.
Because someone said that just got bought out with the rest of those houses down through there, from the tracks all the way down, and all that's going to be in St. Margarita are going to the apartments.
They did not sell.
They didn't sell.
Okay.
Yeah,
they did not sell.
There is planned development along Trayview. And all the houses have been sold. All the homes have been sold.
So the homes themselves, but Johnny's did not.
No, Johnny just changed ownership.
Someone
I thought
bought.
The land was protected because the old grapevines.
No, they're
unfortunately,
gone.
Unfortunately,
they're
all,
gone.
They're gone.
Gone.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Fucking
terrible. They're, from what I understand, there's could be a potential of 900 units.
Oh.
Along Trayview. Initially, that's what I've heard.
Okay.
So, Dave, I'm going to give this to you.
Do we need to vote on that, sir?
Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir. For approval?
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to read that off? And that would just be a motion that you're looking for.
Thank
you. I can make a motion to accept the application for Johnny's Tavern to change ownership of liquor license.
If there's any further questions on this, I would ask for a second.
Well, when I get those, I run them to Olay first to make sure that the owner that has no criminal history that's preventing him from having a license. So can you put in there, pending me looking...
I will amend my motion to say that pending the background check on new owner.
And in actuality, that would be great to do that because we're looking at this form and it actually needs to be signed by the fiscal officer.
Okay. Was there two and one for the police to sign in?
It usually is.
Yeah, usually there's two forms, one that they sign, one they sign.
All I was sent there were just these two copies and asked for the signature of... the fiscal officer, but I understand what you're saying. Usually, the chief did, or
yeah,
I think we still could. I don't think it's going to hurt anything to run what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And then once you give her the okay, then she can sign it.
Okay.
Definitely should do that.
Okay, with hearing that, I would ask for a second. Ralph,
yeah, you want me to second?
Yes, if
okay.
You would.
Sure,
Jim,
yes,
John,
yes,
Ralph,
yes.
Okay, motion carries. Sir, the floor is still yours.
Absolutely, thank you. I have resolution 2023-207, obligations approved by the township administrator for the period of September 8, 2023 through September 21st, 2023. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in resolution 2021-130 authorized the township administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less. On behalf of the township and according to section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, the period is September 8th through September 21st, 2023, and the total amount is $32,208.21.
Hearing that, if there are any questions on the matter?
Nope, I will second it.
Okay, and roll call when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2023-208. It's a resolution approving 128 hours of injury leave for Byron Smith. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 128 hours of injury leave beginning August 30th, 2023 through September 26th, 2023 for Byron Smith per the employee's MOU.
And all statutory paperwork is in place for this, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Then I have resolution 2023-209. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for David Ratliff. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 120 hours of injury leave beginning August 30th, 2023 through September 20th, 2023 for David Ratliff per the employee's MOU.
And again, all statute paperwork is in order and everything's met on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And when you're ready, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah. Then with that, I have resolution 2023-210. It's a resolution approving light duty work and partial injury leave for Lieutenant Ratliff. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves David Ratliff to return to light duty work beginning on 9/21/2023. The Board approves 24 hours of light duty work and 16 hours of injury leave per week, totaling 48 hours of light duty work and 32 hours of injury leave per pay period.
If in all statutory paperwork is in place with this, is that correct?
It is.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
One thing on this, I'd like to state for the record that what is his work schedule for the public to know?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
With that being said, I will second.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a roll call when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah. Then the next discussion item I had, and the trustees and the fiscal officers, including Robin and Lindsay and I, we talked about injury leave, and what I'm proposing is that injured employees now submit to the Bureau of Workman's Comp a form called a C-84,
yep,
which is reimbursement for their pay. Through the BWC, the employee will receive 72% of their salary as opposed to 100% from the township. To clarify that, the employee still will receive their 100%. However, when they file this C-84, they'll be required to submit that 72% payment back to the township. So the township will not be made whole completely, they'll still be out 28%. But in the past, the township was not receiving any remittance from the employee. In the future now, at least the township will be recouping 72%. So injured employees, say starting today, will be subject to the filing of the C-84. Injury leave employees that are now on injury leave will be required January 1st, 2024 to begin submitting the C-84s. If for some reason the township isn't recouped, then the township will take measures to recoup any funds lost paid to the employee until the township is made partially whole.
Okay. So with that being heard, resolution 20, and excuse me.
This is for Brookside. We don't have a resolution.
We don't have it. You have
no. That. It's just a discussion. Okay. We need a motion.
Right. So that would be a motion first. No, that would be a resolution too, wouldn't it? Because it's dealing with their pay. It's easier to put it as a resolution.
Resolution
to cover.
Is fine.
My question is, has this passed legal and is everything
after
set?
After numerous discussions with our legal department and Sedgwick, our third-party administrator, in fact, other township fiscal officers and administrators, this is the standard procedure that townships pursue. I will say that I've had questions that this is going to increase the township's insurance premium.
Yep.
And it will. But the offset with the township recouping at least 72 of their funds, every 4 years we have injury cases that fall off our
roster,
so to speak, our roster. I think it's only fair to the taxpayer that we do everything we can to recoup as many funds back from employees as possible. So the effects on the premium are, in the long run, are negligible. But yes, to answer your question, reiterate, legal, Sedgwick, and information from other administrators and fiscal officers.
Okay, so with that being heard, if there's no further question from the board, I'd ask for a second.
On a resolution?
Motion.
Well, yes. What number is this?
What number?
We're
going
to do 213.
I will second resolution 213.
As stated.
As stated by Mr. Mazur.
If there's no further questions,
Jim. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes. Then the next thing I have, we've talked about this in the past. We are going to change our pay periods beginning January 1, 2024. The new pay period now will be from Sunday through Saturday, and this will allow fiscal instead of a day and a half to prepare payroll. It will afford 3 days? 4 days?
Yep. 3 to 4 days.
Yep.
And then this will allow fiscal to have enough time to remedy any inconsistencies in payroll presented by each department.
Right.
And in hand with that, direct deposits. Each employee will have one direct deposit. In the past, we've had employees get multiple deposits into their bank accounts or their financial institution of their choice. One deposit. And that will begin once a new pay period starts. Well, you're implementing that now.
That. Yeah.
Okay, you're implementing that now. Okay.
With the new pay week will start January 1.
January 1, 2024.
So my question is, like, for instance, where I have money taken out into my Edwards Jones for retirement, is that considered a secondary?
Well, we haven't been taking money out for the Edwards
Jones.
No,
but I've got to get the new form in because it's got to be after pre-tax.
So what we were stopping was multiple employees would have two different bank accounts,
right,
and they were
wanting
to be Robin to.
I'm just wanting to play by the rules and understand the rules,
yeah.
So that would not be an issue.
I don't think that we can do the Edward Jones anymore. You have to do Ohio Deferred Comp.
No, I've talked to both.
Well, I've talked to Jeff, and I've talked to the auditors.
Yes,
and
it's,
we are not supposed to be taking money and putting that into that. You can do that with your account.
Right, but if I have the form, the difference was, from what I understood, the issue was, it was either before pre-tax or after pre-tax, and we can talk about this later.
Yeah.
But if, from what I understand, as long as I have the right form so that it's after tax, I don't know. But we'll talk.
Okay, yeah, we can figure that out.
I just wanted to
just
find out if that was an issue. Okay, with that being
said. Well, I think, from a standpoint of payroll.
But we're not going to go into this here, Rob, because we're just eating up time. I'll get with her, and if we do, it works.
Do we need a motion on changing the pay period?
Yes, that's where I'm getting back to. Actually, I would like to make that a resolution since it's under dealing with the monies.
Right?
24, yeah.
So what number?
I think it's 214, right, Robin?
Yes, because 213 was next.
Yep.
Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board allows physical department to alter pay period starting on January 1 from Sunday to
Saturday,
as directed to this board in this hearing on this date. If there's no further questions in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
We're creating work for you to do that, but it's helping you in the long run.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, we won't have
5 years.
We won't come back to it.
Never I can't wait for January to see it happen.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir?
Thank you. I have resolution 2023-205. It's a resolution setting hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building. Whereas the Franklin Township Building Department and Fire Department has found that certain buildings located at 1836 Harrisburg Pike, Franklin Township, Franklin, Ohio, be structurally defective and unsafe. And whereas pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property's owner and lien holders of record. And whereas in connection with the proceedings pursuant to 505.86 of the Ohio Revised Code, the Board must also hold a due process hearing so that the property owners and lien holders may be heard. And whereas it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86 in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe conditions of the property.
If there's no further question from the board, I'd ask for a second.
I will second this.
Here in a second, ma'am, when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph? At that point, Mr. Chairman, I would like to go ahead and
okay. So, be it noted that it is now 12:51.
No, 12:46.
46?
Yep.
46?
Yes.
Thanks. 40,
yeah.
We'll see everybody later.
Okay.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah, you got 47. 46, whatever. Okay.
It was 46.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks.
Okay.
Do you have that resolution for signature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he need to sign this? Or?
No, we just need to.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I need to get with Todd. The old Ponderosa building that burnt, and it's just kind of like burnt
there.
sticking up. can we do the same thing on that?
If they at least take it. Clean it up,
anything
take it
commercial
down.
Residential, yes, we can address.
Okay. Can we move on that later? I mean, can we start the process?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk with Todd and Chief. I don't know, is there a process that we have to wait on? Investigations?
I think
like
the investigation's done.
Okay.
So they had insurance on that, didn't they?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, even contacting the insurance company and saying, hey, this needs to be cleaned up.
There was issues between the owner and the insurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an eyesore, though. It's a definite eyesore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set one up.
Is there anything?
Yes, else? I have. Unfortunately, these are very lengthy. It deals with junk vehicles, and I'm going to try and expedite the process as quickly as possible. It's actually resolutions numbered 2023-185 through resolutions 2023-204 for junk vehicles. I'm going to read one resolution and then address each address separately and refer back to the original resolution. Resolution 2023-185. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 3296 Brookside Boulevard, parcel numbers 140-007148-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle, and providing for its removal pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.871. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, September 21st, 2023. Trustees Mark Below made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Whereas pursuant to Section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code, Franklin Township Board of Trustees is authorized to determine that a motor vehicle located on private property is a junk motor vehicle within a meaning of Section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code, and order the property owner to remove any such junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of service of written notice. And if the property owner fails to remove or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicles from the property within said 14 days, the board may proceed to remove the junk motor vehicles from the property and enter the cost of such removal upon the tax duplicate for the property, or cause the removal of the subject vehicles by a motor vehicle salvage dealer or scrap metal processing facility pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 4737 and 4738. Whereas the board has found that there is a motor vehicle located at 3296 Brookside Boulevard, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, known as parcel number 140007148, that is 3 model years or older, apparently inoperable and extensively damaged, and that otherwise constitutes a junk motor vehicle pursuant to Sections 505.871 and 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. Whereas it is in the best interest of Franklin Township and its residents to proceed again under Section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code in order to remove or have removed the junk motor vehicles from the property.
Okay.
So again, for procedural purposes, I'll go through these pretty quickly.
Are you sure you don't want to read the whole thing for each one?
Now, I will tell you, there are townships that
I know.
Do that.
So we all
thank you for not doing that.
We all understand the logistics behind it, and now we just need the actual addresses, sir.
Yeah.
Are we going to vote for them all at once or vote for them individually?
I do them all at once.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, we'll do it because they all fall under the same umbrella.
Yep.
Then the next resolution is 2023-186, refers to in the same manner as resolution 2023-185. This is a motor vehicle located at 3350 Brookside Boulevard, parcel number 140004150-00. Next resolution is 2023-187, and again it's a resolution declaring a motor vehicle a junk vehicle. This one is located at 3419 Brookside Boulevard, parcel number 140-00-1898-00. The next resolution is 2023-188. Declarance of a junk motor vehicle located at 3420 Brookside Boulevard, parcel number 140-001876-00. Resolution 2023-189, again referring to a junk motor vehicle. This is located at 3519 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-051-00. Robin, do you want me to slow down?
Nope.
The next resolution is 2023-190, again referring to a junk motor vehicle located in Franklin Township. The address is 3522 Brookside Boulevard, parcel number 140-001-867-00. Resolution 2023-191, referring to a junk motor vehicle within Franklin Township. The address is 3586 Brookside Boulevard, parcel number 140-001-858-00. Resolution 2023-192, resolution again referring to a junk motor vehicle located in Franklin Township. Location 3270 Dover Road, parcel number 140-001957-00. Resolution 2023-193, referring to a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. Located at 3275 Dover Road, parcel number 140-001967-00. Resolution 2023-194. Again, a resolution addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. Actual location is 3281 Dover Road, parcel number 140-00196-8-00. Resolution 2023-195, addressing a junk motor vehicle within Franklin Township. Vehicles located at 3379 Dover Road, parcel number 140-001979-00. Resolution 196, again, a resolution addresses a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3549 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-055-00.
Can you repeat that one more time?
The parcel number?
Yes.
140-002-055.
And there was the part I missed. -00.
-00.
I knew I was missing a zero in there. There was a whole bunch of them.
I needed a break anyway.
And that was Plainview, you said?
Yes.
I've been doing pretty good to keep up with you.
Yeah.
3549.
I got that part.
Right. No, three. I did. I needed a little break. Anyway.
So you said it's 3549?
3549.
3549?
Plainview Drive.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Gotcha. I'm on my way now.
You want to read the rest of it all?
If you want to try to read my writing.
No. I got the better end of the
deal. Yeah, you do.
Resolution 2023-197. Again, resolution addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3599 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-062-00. Then we have resolution number 198, addressing a junk motor vehicle located in Franklin Township. The address is 3610 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-028-00. The next one is resolution 2023-199. Okay, this resolution addresses a junk vehicle within Franklin Township. The location is 3630 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-026-00. Resolution 2023-200, addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3640 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-025-00. Uh, 2023-201, addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3645 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-067-00. Uh, 2023-202, addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3657 Plainview Drive. Parcel number 140-002-023-00. Resolution 2023-203, addressing a junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 1811 Hopkins Avenue, parcel number 140-002-986-00. One more. Resolution 2023-204. Resolution addressing junk motor vehicle located within Franklin Township. The address is 3673 Plainview Drive, parcel number 140-002-072-00.
Okay.
That was the last
one. I wanted to go back to the first one and see if we can.
We start over. I didn't get the third one.
You want me to read every one, don't you?
So, no. So this just shows, Steve, Mr. Mazur, this shows the work that you guys in your office have put together to rid Franklin Township of these eyesores. Or people live next door, and I hear it every time we go to want to ask for a levy. Well, what have you done for us? I've got a neighbor that has this and that, and we always were saying, well, our hands are tied. But fortunately, being Houdini that you are,
we found
a way that we were able to do this. Now, before I move to this, we've had a success record with everything that's come across this, have been moved, or we moved them?
First of all, I can't take all the credit for this, because Nicole has worked very hard with documenting all this. But you know what, knock on wood, and if she can hear me, great. We have not to this day have anybody that has been irate, upset.
Thank you, Jesus.
They've asked what they can do to remedy the situation, whether they move the car. We've even allowed people to put a canvas or a cover over it.
Car cover.
Which we're being very lenient there. But no. Again, we have not had anybody that has gotten upset.
So we had to physically remove anything where when these letters go out to the people that the people have not done on their own will?
Oh, yes. We have a great agreement with Capital Towing.
Yep, I know.
But they've actually had to go remove some that the people would not, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So hearing this and... I'm glad that we're seeing this. I mean, we've worked a long time to get this. I would gladly ask for a second if there's no further questions.
I will gladly second.
Thank you.
We want
to hear the third one again?
No. We have worked. It's been a long time coming to get some of this stuff cleaned up. And
yeah.
We're not done fixing things yet.
Oh, no.
So, with that said, when you're ready, ma'am.
Yep. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes. And Ralph is excused. Yep.
Unfortunately, that's all I have for you.
I see why you put that last.
Right.
I seen you moved your
I moved it around a couple like
a little bit.
Yeah. I'd lose everybody if we start off with that.
Yeah, it's like the Mr. Dinner. Okay, so we're moving on to the trustees. We're almost there, and then we'll get to the questions from the audience. The only thing that I want to report, a lot of people are asking questions, what happened with the bus station, they're still operating, etc. From what I understand, the meeting was supposed to be on the 19th with the BZA. There was a meeting, and it's got pushed off a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, the BZA is going to deny their request for their restrooms, I believe is what it was. As far as Judge Hawkins is hearing the case, they ask that it go to a mediator and then come back to her. So the city is the one that's actually filed the suit. The city is the one that is handling that. So Franklin Township has no dog in the fight, but I thought with the neighbors that are asking and the people, the residents of Franklin Township in effect, I would give them an update the best that I knew. And sir, do you have anything for us?
The only thing I have is, it's been brought up several times about home rule. We are working, we will have it on next November, not this November, November of 24's ballot.
It also has to be on a November ballot.
It has to be on a November ballot, and yeah, but we are moving in that right direction on that, and it will be on that ballot.
There has been rumor that as long as you have a majority, not a majority, but all trustees agree, that then they could go that way, but I have not heard if that's passed. I mean, that's something that...
I can reach out to... I reached out to the OTA. I also sit on the board for Franklin County Board Trustees Association. I can reach out to the OTA and see if that has passed, because the last legislative update that I got, it had not passed yet.
Because I know that they were trying to...
To lower the number.
Right, because if not... One of the issues with that, if you recall, when we put that on before, to educate everybody what that really means. Some people, it might be detrimental, like that has the junk cars and stuff like that. They're going to say, no, it's going to affect me. Why would I vote to have to clean up my place? And what this essentially does, it does not give Franklin Township the right to change rules or laws or regulations set forth by Franklin County. What it does do is allows us to act as an agency, as we have a contract with a tow company to go in and be able to remove these after our police would go in and ticket and do what they would do. We are just then allowed to do the agency to actually implement getting it done versus waiting for the county to get it done. So educating the people will take some time to make them understand, because there's a lot of myth behind it. You're giving the trustees too much power. It's just a whole mess. So from that point, do you have the clipboard, or do we?
I've got it right here. Yep.
Okay. So we're going to go to the board. Remember that you have 3 minutes, and we won't speak until you're finished, and that way you can utilize your full time.
And one thing to follow up on, John, on the home rule is, and putting it on next year's ballot, it will cost the township less money than this year, because it's a presidential election year, and the federal feds will pick up more of the cost of the election than what than what we do. Like this year, it would have just been basically us, school board, and I think Franklin County for a little bit for municipal courts, but we'd have had a big chunk. But anyhow, moving on, Mr. Mullins, it lives 1825 Vaughn Street. Let's talk about Ray Avenue. I'm sorry?
1875.
Okay.
I'm here again about the school on Ray Avenue, about the cars blocking Ray Avenue. Now, this has been going on for years, but not years. Okay, we got the signs up. Doesn't do any good. So, I want to know what we're going to do. I mean, I don't want no pass me off. Come on. Something has got to be done. Now, I heard you tell the lieutenant there that somebody's business has called you about people speeding. You're going to send a cruiser over. We've asked for a cruiser to be sent to Ray Avenue at 3 o'clock so they can see these cars sitting there and move those people on down the road. It's a simple situation. The cruiser sits there and see, you turn your lights, you tell them, move, go. And if they don't, then you issue a citation to them. This is getting to be such a problem that your residents, township residents, which is on the south side of Ray Avenue, can't get in their driveways. So if they can't get in their driveways with a car, how do you expect us to get in there with a fire truck or another police car? And they're coming to a point where they're coming out of the school one way or the other, either coming east or going west. Well, if it go west, not a problem, but coming east, And if somebody's trying to go around them, they stop. They won't move out of the way, and it's them that's causing the problem. They expect us to move out of the way. They blocked in the Happy Chicken Farm guy 2 weeks ago because he was trying to, he made his delivery, which he does on bond, and he comes around. But they blocked him in and wouldn't let him out. He wanted to go around so he could go on and do his business. Two cars sat there in front of him, told him, no, you back up. So now, what are we going to do with this problem? Do we let it continue? Do you just throw it to the wind? Do you wait till somebody, a township resident, needs an emergency squad or a fire truck, and you have a problem, and then try to do something about it, or we could do something about it now? And then I'll tell you one thing right now. I don't know how she is now, but 2 years ago, my wife called that principal at West Mount, and she more or less told her to kiss off, forget she's going to do it the way she wants it done.
No doubt.
So it's up to you, Doc. What are we going to
okay.
do?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to address a few things.
Lieutenant, can you can we get a cruiser down there? And I don't want to move them on. They've had enough warnings. Write them.
So here's where we're at with this, and I want to find out, and I know you're just back. Originally, when the school season started, there was talks, because I wanted to go to the school board. We put up the signs. There was supposedly a conversation that was going to be with the school. Do you know if that took place? I know you were gone.
No.
Okay. So there's supposed to be conversations with them about how they rewrite or reroute or letters going in. So evidently, hearing what we're hearing today, that there are, you know, obviously nothing's being done. I would concur that you have two trustees saying as effective today at 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Well, we don't have to make a motion to send them. We can just say send them.
Yeah.
So that we have that, and you yourself even. We need to just either they want to move. If they don't, write them up.
I would say, sorry, John, don't mean to cut you off.
No worries.
You know, there's signs up. This has been an ongoing problem. They'll get the message. We start writing, just write the whole line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Write every one of them.
I came down one day.
That'll cure the problem.
And I was coming back west, coming to the mine, but just so happened this lady's sitting there in the line, and she had her window down, so I stopped, and I said, and she's right directly by, I said, ma'am, I was being smart, I said, can you read? She looked out, I said, you see what that sign says? And she goes, huh, well, who put that up there? I said, does it matter? I said, she goes, oh, I don't pertain to us. So that's funny.
Yeah.
You're not stepping on nobody's toes as far as township.
Well, even if they were township people, that doesn't matter.
Well, I've been down there, and it is an issue. And there's other issues, and I know it's just a misdemeanor now. But if you want to write, I'm sure you can write marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Until November. But I'm sure you can write marijuana, because I drove down there with my windows open because it's cool.
Really?
And yeah, it's...
Well, you have to show their medical card.
I could add speed to
I don't
that
think they should be driving, picking up their kids.
Place.
You can't, even after November, you can't smoke and drive.
John,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry I added this, but I should have said, but she's right. People, they will start at Ray and Whitethorn or Woodbury and Whitethorn, and you can hear them. They're not leaving, so here they come. They'll sit there and they'll rev their engines up.
Use a quarter mile.
And take off, going just as fast as they can. If anyone would happen to not pay attention, they're Columbia, you know, they're wrecked. If any residents coming out, whatever, they're hit. They can't stop.
Right.
That's how bad the speed
is. So is there, I mean, it's nice to be able to have an idea. Do you have an idea of time frame that mostly happens?
I'm going to bring our trailer down there.
Okay.
The car races all the time, isn't it, Carol?
Yeah. So with the trailer is just going to say, yep, our speed limit is right with this. But what it does do is give us data, as you heard, with Randsburg, that
we know when to sit
we'll
there.
We'll know when then to, yeah, to sit there and be able to get that.
But if they can see the trailer ahead of time, they're not going to do it. Cause that's what
oh, yes,
happening.
They do.
Oh, all the riders weren't there. They don't give two shits. They come over the hill, okay, then they'll see it and slow down.
Okay, so who's next?
We're going to move on to Angela. Okay. Come on up here.
So first off,
she's at 4210 Fredericksburg, talking
so
about
first
her.
Off, I gave Nicole. Oh gosh, like my voice isn't loud enough. First off, I gave Nicole a piece of paper that showed all the great things that I could find for the solar,
okay,
speed signs. So I speed.
Speed limit signs.
Speed limit signs. So I don't know if you guys actually got that, but have we looked at price-wise to get those set up? And
are you talking about the ones on the pole?
Just
let me. A link for a grant.
Was it a link?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't get a paper. I just want to clarify.
Okay, I'm sorry. Link.
Okay.
To me, it's paper. I don't know. It's computer shit. So anyway, I was trying to get some free money so we could get those up. I don't know. Have you guys even looked into that to see even how much they actually cost?
Is this all everything you want to talk about, or
nope? One more.
Keep going.
But okay.
But I will.
Okay. Thank you. Another thing, roads. I noticed that you guys were over at the corner of Fredericksburg and Savannah, adding blacktop to someone's driveway that was uneven because they actually added on to their driveway.
We didn't add on to somebody's driveway. What it was is we cut into the asphalt where they had cut it out.
Okay.
We just
so were they
we just filled a gap.
Okay, well the thing is, because what kind of made us mad was a couple years ago we got our driveway capped and everything. We added on to our apron. Here comes snowplow trucks. They crunch up the bottom of our new capped driveway, added on apron. My husband called two times and asked if someone could come out, look at it, because we were going to have to get it fixed. I don't know who he spoke with.
This is the first time I've heard of your driveway being damaged.
No, because remember I was telling you last year, I'm like, oh, thanks this year for not hitting our driveway. Anyway, my husband did speak with someone. I don't know who he spoke with, but we did leave two other messages. Jim spoke with someone. No one ever came out to fix our driveway. We ended up having to do it, but then to see them go and add blacktop to someone's driveway.
We didn't add to their driveway, man.
The road, blacktop, because they actually concrete their driveway. Thanks. Anyway, it's upsetting when someone damages your brand new driveway that you just got capped and added on to, crunch the ends of it, and then get ignored and not get it fixed. That's it.
Okay. And next?
That will be Mary Lindemeyer from 1233 Brown Road, talking about vacant properties.
I've talked about this before, way back. The property next to me, 1239 Brown Road, that's owned by the fellow that owns the carryout. That house has been vacant for a few years now. He did start cutting the grass. I think you had sent a letter a few months back, as I requested. He has been doing that, but now, 2 weeks ago, I had to call the police. Officer Baldwin came out with the sheriff. People are now starting again, setting up a camp in the backyard part. There's a mattress out there right now.
Okay.
A couple. At the store, the guy that works there said it was homeless people. That's a damn lie, because they're in the neighborhood. I saw them just the other day. I think they were part of the group that, thank God, yesterday, the apartment complex across the road shut down the drug house, because that was a 24/7 thing going over there that finally got shut down yesterday. But I think this problem with this place right next door to me is going to continue to be a problem. I would like for you guys, at some point in time, it's been going on too long, to please do something about it. I'm there by myself now, and I don't feel safe with that being vacant, either have that guy tear that damn house down or fix it up.
Wait.
And then behind in the alley, there's a bunch of weeds back there and in the backyard. He doesn't bother to cut that stuff down. He's been good so far about cutting the grass out front.
What's the address?
But this is right next door to
1239.
1239 Brown Road.
Because we had issues once before, water in the basement, and it mm-hmm. should have been, I mean, that's been going on for 10 years, I believe.
Well, when the mm-hmm. we have a lot of rain and the basement fills up, he's got the sump pump plugged in, and it pumps it out over the front of, you know, my property now.
Sure.
No, that's intelligent.
And I reported this a few years back with Mr. Cook when he was trustee.
Yes.
He was supposed to have it torn down. He talked to somebody. Well, that fell through. And I made a mistake of reporting that the south wall in the basement caved in. I made a mistake in reporting it to him. They went ahead and fixed it, and that was the end of it.
Okay.
Saved it from being torn down.
So let me ask some questions. If you want to sit, you can, or stand and dress as you can.
That's okay.
But what can we do? And maybe Nicole, I don't know if you heard any of this. I'd love to hear your input on this property.
She's becoming the property expert.
So on this property of
1239,
basically it's become a problem. No one's living inside, correct?
No, they gutted the place, put new windows in. That's kind of not a good job. Tore the siding off, but the inside is still gutted.
Where's that at? I'm so directionally...
Next to the carry out on Brown Road.
Just off Hopkins?
Yes.
Okay. So is it the one right beside? Is this the one?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
So what we would like to do, eventually, the wall fell in on the basement. They basically repaired it just to keep it. The gentleman owns the carryout, owns that. Not cutting the grass. They found a gem sent a letter. They're cutting the grass now.
On the front.
Is there anything that we can do to get Franklin County or someone to see if the house is stable enough, or does it condemn to have to come down?
Yeah, I can definitely ask our zoning officer, but are there any openings from the outside of the house to the inside, like a missing window, open door, busted anything?
No.
It's secured.
Because I was going to say, I could see if Todd could
at one time we did we secured it once before one time, didn't we, or something? We put doorknobs or something on there,
closed
it. I was thinking that was one of them when Don was on that we did.
Yeah, either way, I don't think he can go into a house that doesn't have some type of opening anyhow.
Right.
But yeah, I could definitely send it.
Will you be able to let Mrs. Niemeyer to make sure I pronounce it correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, like if she calls, can you get her number so that we can kind of get an idea if there's, because it's been going on so long, if we can keep the line of communications open through the week or something, if you find out anything, if you could let her know, that would be great.
Yeah,
so after the meeting,
I went by there, it's been a couple months, she mentioned it to me when we started the whole junk vehicle thing.
Okay. Back in
June or something.
July. There, the owner of the property pulled an old motorhome in there.
Yeah, that's why we went back there.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think it's a
guy from the apartment across the road, the drug place, he broke into the house to get the electric to run it out to the motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
He was living in it.
Imagine that.
And I confronted him because he came over and took something off of my property. Yeah, had it sitting out there for junk. It was junk. He had no business coming on my property and taking it.
Right.
And he has a name for me, but thank God, I think he's out of the neighborhood now.
Is that camper gone now?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. And I think that's kind of why it went stale on my end. So
but
I'll figure it out.
After the meeting, if you would leave your contact information with Nicole, And Nicole, if you're able to give her a little bit of updates so that she knows what's going on, that would be great.
Yeah. And Nicole, can you please update the board next month on the, our next meeting on this? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can I speak about one more thing?
Go ahead.
Another vacant property. Been there for years, probably 40, 43 years. The burned out place on the corner of Bellmead and Brown.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that like the, is that the old barn looking structure that's boarded up? We actually are working on that. Our intention is to hopefully at the next meeting or at a special meeting that happens in the meantime, I don't know, declare it as an insecure structure.
He's supposed to be fixing it up from what I heard, I was told. The only thing he did was put a
plywood over the windows.
Yeah, well, I took some pictures and there's still some openings, so not every is boarded. And I mean,
front
he's
and the back
it, that means he's demolishing it, right?
Well, the front and the back. I mean, like the whole property.
The whole property, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But I'd like something done before I kick the bucket.
I hope it's not for a long time.
I hope, you, I hope it's a long time, but we're working on it.
And I'm old enough now, so. But I'd appreciate if something can be done about all
of it. Okay. Thank you.
Miss Klein from 2069 Frank Road.
Hello.
We'll check, it says.
We'll check.
I talked last meeting with respect to Jeff Wilczek and his, how the gals have told us a few times that he comes in and out and he's in before they even get to work of his own volition, comes into the building, has access, and I want to know the status of this.
I don't believe Steve has had a chance to talk to him yet. I was just getting back this week. He's been buried, but.
Yeah, I don't get why he has access of his own volition and messing with, you know, Lindsay's office, Robin's office. It's not good.
I will talk with Jeff, and we can amend his schedule.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't work. You know, he works for me, for all intents and purposes. And it's like, dude, follow the rules, or get out. I mean, that's how I feel about it. You know, it's like, wrong answer. Because if you guys aren't here, you can't monitor what he's doing. And if he has access to cameras, God only knows what it could be.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm just going to continue to ask him.
Sure. That's great.
We get an answer.
And I will get you an answer.
Thank you. I want you guys to say.
Moving on. Miss Carol Schoonover of 1905 Ray Avenue wants to speak about 1943 Hurt location? Hunt location?
Hunt. Yeah. What it is. We had another situation last night. She is at the end of Holloway. Hunt Avenue actually
turns, right? Yeah, I know.
Her front is on Hunt, which was never developed. Kelly Hufford's house faces, the front of it is on the undeveloped Hunt. She uses the alley as her back, and they changed and put a sign up for Hunt Avenue. We had a, and I've talked to Nicole about this before, tried to, you know, contact the dispatchers about this, tried to call 911 last night again over a situation. They come out, go down the alley, don't find 1943, don't see anything, come back out and leave. So I called 911 and I said, listen, they pulled in, went right back out, and I said, they need to go back to the end of Holloway. They came back in, went back in the alley again. They're not going all the way back. I'm going to ask, for Janet's sake, that we get some sort of signage or better direction, better marking for police and emergency. Because it's, I'm not sure, you know, if they're following serious GPS or what, but she even tells them when she calls, I am at the end of Holloway. They turn right there at the alley, which is unpaved currently. instead of following all the way back to her house. It's open, we keep it mowed, keep the brush down, she's got a big security light. Well, and we've been told, not last night, but previously, well, we didn't even know there was a house back there.
We could have a sign made.
So that's what I was going to
say. I've made signs and put them up and just, yeah.
Okay, because that was going to be my question. Sometimes you go in the, I went along.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Carol, because that road was never formed.
Right.
We can put the address
in the alley right there. And
right. And they see that, which is just, that's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Is this the road right next to your house? You go on back, that white house?
That's Holloway.
Yeah, that white house that sits way back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get a sign.
Sheridan knew where it was because we got a call there one night when I was with Sheridan.
Okay. Okay. Again, I did talk with Janet again in regards to the trees, and I told her that you came to the meeting, and I didn't know she was going to get with you because it's kind of conflicting. She's like, no, 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 that's not what I was talking about. So if there is something that I missed, will you address the board so that we can look at these trees that the tops are dead or something of that nature?
Well, the trees are there on, I mean, if Jim wants to come out and look at them, she's afraid they're going to fall on her house, and she thinks they're on the township. I don't know that they are. If you come back that way and you take a look, you'll see them. They're, you know, on that undeveloped part of, and there's also a shed that's fell over she's worried about that got put. Yeah, that got put over into township right away at one
point.
So
that's another question. Is there anything that we can do about that shed that if it was built on township property, it's falling down?
Yeah, if it was built on the township right away, we can take it out.
Okay, so we'll check on that and see what we can do.
Yeah, it was done a long time ago. It's been there for.
But I think the trees that I talked with her about before, that may be out of the right away, but we'll look at it and see.
Yeah.
Can you brief the board on that next meeting? Thank you. You're done?
Okay.
Thanks, Carol. Mike, you're next, but can you mind if we get Rick?
I don't, let him go ahead.
Okay. Rick Queen, you have something for us? You're signed up here. I don't have an address or what you want to talk about, but
okay. I'll
you have 3 minutes.
3 minutes. One thing I wanted to talk about has already been discussed, and that's the homeless camps on the property there. The other issue that I have, there's 21 acres there in that area that is on Franklin Township's within your bounds. That was back in the 50s, late 50s to early 60s, was platted out with 95 home sites. I would like to combine all of that property into one parcel and combine all of those 95 parcels together. What is keeping me from doing that is that I need approval from you folks to close or vacate the roadways and alleyways that are on that property.
So one of the things, I think you and I spoke about that.
Yeah.
If we do that, we as the board give up the opportunity. You sell that, it can be annexed into the city very easily.
Mm-hmm.
The truck, a lot of, even if you sell it to someone and they want to put a truck stop that we're seeing where they put the gravel down and park trucks in there, I have to protect the people of the township. And I would say no, that I'm a no vote to do that for that very reason, because we don't know who's going to own it after you.
Well, the problem is I have a problem with it right now, and I do own it.
I understand.
And here's part of the problem. I'm trying to get that, make that a nature preserve.
I understand.
And to make it a nature preserve and get the tax benefits and the help from the state and from the federal government to help me do that, it needs to be combined. So in the process, it's costing me money, tax money, for one. For two, the people who send the tax bills out send me 95 tax bills every month. They have to pay all that postage, all that, those envelopes, all that printing, I get a stack of 95 every single month. That's over 1,000 letters I get, and that's costing the taxpayers money to send all those out, where if we had it all combined, it would come as one tax bill. Two, I could get a tax break on the property. And three, I could get help from the federal government and the state government to help me do things to clean up and help fix that area up.
Okay.
So it's costing me a lot of money, and you know, and I have no intention of selling it to a developer or anything like that.
I've so many people have never had the intention to sell, and then all of a sudden it sells because of the offer was too good. When you talk about expenses, the road department,
I've turned down.
Okay. The road department, the amount of money that taxpayers had in picking up the trash, and good residents that have picked up the trash. I don't mean this, I shouldn't say this in an open meeting, but you're here. You are not physically able or have shown able to keep your property or secure your property as it is from people going in and dumping and all the other things that's gone on there.
I can show you $8,000 worth of expenses that I've paid since I've owned the property to clean it up.
And I can show you without, obviously it's not working. You might need to spend $20,000. I don't know how much you need to spend, but what you're doing.
I need some help on some of these things.
I understand.
I mean, I'm trying to do a good thing in that
I
area.
I understand.
I'm trying to clean it up.
But
I'm trying to get the people out of there.
But
you know,
under the situation that this property has been, it would be foolish of this board, in my opinion, to open those up to one and then allow that to go to. I don't trust. Based upon what we've seen past practice there, I wouldn't do that to the residents.
Well, I don't see. I don't understand your reasoning here. Let me explain something to you. Whether it's one unit or 95 units, I can still sell it to a developer.
Absolutely, you can.
Okay, so therefore, you're not keeping that from happening by keeping it in 95 parcels.
Actually, that's not true.
What
we're doing is not by giving you the access that you're wanting to come in off of, what was it, Ray, or coming in on the back. You were wanting, when you and I talked about this before, you wanted an access to be put in. And I told you at that time, we're seeing these trailer lots pop up everywhere. And that can vary. I've seen it happen before.
Well, tell me, I'm confused.
You were asking before to open up an area, and you just touched on it here, that if you would be able to have access from another point by taking it to one parcel versus the other parcels, that would give you an access point. And
how so? I still don't follow you. I have access points. I can enter that property in 100 different places.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Right now. I mean,
do you have anything else for the board?
Well, I would like to be on the record to respectfully request that those right-of-ways that have never been developed be closed so that I can combine it into one parcel and make it into the nature preserve.
And in my opinion, and I'm one trustee, we close that. It's infinite what can happen with that. It gives you more opportunity to be able to.
How so? Explain that.
Okay,
to me.
I just tried to. We've talked about this on the phone. What I will do is, we have an administrator. So what I would welcome you to do is get the blessing of the administrator, show him exactly what you want to do, and let it come before the board.
Yeah, I'm not looking for any access that's
again,
not there already.
Again. We're
I'm
talking
trying
Apple.
To reduce the access,
again,
as a matter of fact.
Listen, this is the problem, communication. Mr. Mazur is the township administrator. You put together a plan of what you want to do. You go over it with this gentleman.
Okay.
He runs it by legal. He does everything. Then it comes before the board to vote on it based on the recommendations of our legal as well as our administrator. To come here for us to give you a blessing like right now to do that, et cetera, would be very foolish on our part And as a trustee, it'd be very foolish of what could happen across the street from some of the neighbors that live there.
I think they would prefer that we do
I think they way. Would prefer that it would definitely be something than what it is, but I don't think that what it could be and the potential, it's wise for the township to say, we're not going to give up or close off those access points. So what I'm asking you to do is to put the plan together exactly what you want to do and bring it in and talk with the administrator, and we'll get it straight exactly what we want to do. We can put it up here, and then the board can get a clear, decisive of what's going on, and we would be able to have the residents that live in that area, their opinion too, because it matters.
Well, sure it does.
Then that's what we need to do.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay.
But, this doesn't have anything to do with any sort of federal funds for these roads, does
okay,
it?
so again, again, I'm going to end it with this because we're going to move on to the next person. Again, meet with the administrator. We'll go over with him what you want to do.
When do you want to meet, sir?
Well, we'll get that after the meeting. He's in
all my contact information.
Yes.
We'll set a meeting up. And
he's currently in a meeting right now. He doesn't have his calendar in front of him, but I'm sure that you, after the meeting, if you get your contact information, he will get with you. You guys can take a look at the site together, get a site plan of what you're wanting to do so that it's on paper. Then we can bring it before the board.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Blevins, you want to talk about Randsburg?
I'm actually going to change my...
I'm sorry. You want to talk?
Okay?
Yeah.
Something I heard here today. So I'm curious, and so Lieutenant... You started back to work today, Reed, is that correct?
Yeah,
today, though.
Yesterday was the date that I was supposed to start, but because of my schedule, we're going to be Monday, Tuesday, and then I have Wednesday off, Thursday, so I started.
And this is not picking or anything, but I heard you say at the podium that you spoke to John the other day about Westland Mall or something like that. So did you speak while you were on Workman's Comp about...
Al Wheeler called me, which he's not an employee. He called.
I thought you spoke to John.
You gonna let me finish?
No, we're really not supposed to. I'm supposed to have a 3 minutes.
Okay,
to
here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to turn this into a, you originally signed up to speak for on another topic. I gave the, okay, you can change it. We're not going to do that. We're done.
We're done. I'm good with that.
We're done.
Just change the rules again like you always do.
We're done.
Go ahead.
So, is there anyone else on the...
Nope, there's no one else.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to bring up a meeting just for informational purposes. This is a new one. Not a new one. It's pretty much the same thing. We've just been working really diligently with these contractors.
What do you got going on right now?
I got to see what Ryan was taking care of.
Why isn't he in here?
I'm sorry?
Why wasn't Ryan in here?
Because he followed my directions, sir, to go get something done.